Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260-plus million in venture funding. With me today is Anna Maria Vidi Welch, the longest name I think we've had on our show so far. And there's no middle name in there. She told me the president of Vidi Companies. Anna Maria, thank you for coming to the show.
And thank you, Scott.
So this has been a while. This show has a new name since we first tried to get you on the show. We originally were Tomorrow's Business Today, as people know. And I had reached out to you. It's a while ago.
Yeah.
It's more than a year now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's try to schedule this. And it was like Tuesdays. I think then we were recording on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And then we moved it to Tuesday. And your company is, where are you guys located?
We're located in Highwood.
Okay.
Northern suburb. And then we have a satellite office in the city.
So that's why it's been such a challenge to get you here. For those who don't know who you are, and the funniest thing is we will get into a fun story. Oh, if you could pull the...
Okay.
One thing I want to talk about first is to get into sort of what Vidi Companies is.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have a nice funny story that we could add to this that took place right here in the green
yes,
room
exactly.
With one of our guests that's going to be on next.
Uh-huh.
But first, why don't you talk a little bit about what Vidi Companies are?
We're a third-generation family-owned business. My grandfather started it in 1938. I'm going to say we're insurance consultants. We not only consult businesses, small to large, and then startups, but we also help individuals with their home and auto, and then employee benefits for businesses and individuals.
And what would you say is ultimately the most common customer? Like who would you say is the profile of the most typical customer for you guys?
For business insurance, any business that is $1 million in sales and more.
Okay. Which is kind of funny because I feel like sometimes we've had other service, I would say, I don't want to call you a service company, but mm-hmm. other service companies in here and we've had people, audience members be like, well, you know, unless it's by a startup, like I don't understand. And just this one will put an answer to that question for eternity now.
Uh-huh.
So we're on the elevator ride up here and we're recording another show after this. And the guest is Sterling Douglas, who is one of the co-founders of Chowly. And we're sitting here doing introductions, and you turn around like, oh, yeah, I handle your insurance.
Uh-huh.
So all these companies are connected, and many, many, many of the service provider companies help tons of the startups. So this is, mm-hmm. if you weren't listening before, you should start listening now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, being this is a third-generation company, mm-hmm. what would you say has been the most challenging thing to maintain the same sort of offering and customer service level over generation to generation?
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say employees. That's been really, really tough. I mean, I started when I was 23. I've been there for 30 years. And I just feel that I think a lot of us as small businesses don't have training, don't think about onboarding. So we think that when we hire somebody, they're going to come in and know our culture, know our procedures, and here's a book. Here, please get on the phone. And we have changed that tremendously.
How have you handled that? Because I feel like that's a common one. Again, lesson mm-hmm. for startups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common problem. I think people just assume this is easy. This is obvious. You should be able to figure it out. And then you start working with a company like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do next here. How do you handle that?
Well, what happens is, first of all, you see how they talk to the customers. Of course, you know, I've been there for so long. Customers are going to call me and start complaining. And so
customers don't ever complain.
Well, no, they don't. They just like to inform me.
They give us very, very enthusiastic responses for what they think about our product.
Right. But I will tell you, Complaint is a Gift. And that is also a book that I've read. And it's great. It's a very easy read. And, you know, when people call, first of all, when you get a gift, what do you say to somebody?
Thank you.
So when someone calls for a complaint, I always say, thank you for reaching out to me, because I will tell you, it is a gift. Because the silent customer is, you know, that could be deadly to your company.
You know, it's funny, like, not to go off on a tangent, mm-hmm. but our keynote for last month's Technory Showcase was Shaharoz Shanaria.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a co-founder of Women 2.0 from San Francisco, but also is like an expert in design thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the keynote and her show here with us on Technory Live, she spent a good deal of time talking about the value of, for those in the innovation world to call it design thinking, but really it's just, you know, listening to your customer.
Mm-hmm.
the value of the most successful companies, all of them value customer feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. And so to see that that's something you have sort of built this third generation company around, mm-hmm. probably is the like maybe the best answer you could have given. How to do that customer feedback?
Yeah, and I'll tell you also, we speak to our staff members and say, if you feel anything that might, become a complaint or even somebody that's unhappy, let's talk about it. Let's see how we can, diffuse it. Also, we are big into following up. And just as simple as somebody calling and saying, I didn't get my bill. What we do is we follow up the next month or when the bill is and ask them if they, if they received it or not.
Well, if you want any proof as to whether or not they follow up a year and change later, here you are still on the show. So obviously there's some serious follow-up that takes place. Mm-hmm. Personally, I guess this is one, we'll kind of take a side shift here personally. As a female entrepreneur, because I think when you are president of a company, a particular family company, that is certainly still an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. What would you say has been, and insurance in particular, what would you say has been some of the challenges as well as some of the more prideful things that have taken place? Mm. Or have you never thought about it that way?
Not really. I mean, I will tell you that I try to, like I said, try to uplift and empower my employees. I know that's been hard. But just the challenges is get out of the office, try to build relationships, try to do it all. We used to be 5 people and now we're 22 and I used to do everything. And it was really hard. But now I have really great people and now I can do things like this and not even have to worry about what's going on at the office.
Very cool.
So
my last kind of tips and things, this is the part where we go into like the expert mode.
Okay.
I always like to, depending on how the interview goes, I always like to try to somehow tie it back to the community, whether it's like what can people do to help you? That's typically what we ask for the startups. When it comes to companies that are more established, what is it that you think you could provide for the community, whether it's startup companies or people who are just simply business owners and they're not insured or they are? What are some tips and things that you could advise them on, or if you could advise them, what would you tell them to be better at running their business?
First of all, make sure you say what you do. A lot of follow-up. Be genuine. Listen to them. And as far as insurance, I'm going to say is give them options. To tell somebody what they need, it never works. Like we do, we give you bare minimum, and then we give you options, and then you go from there.
It's so funny to me that you said that, because I've just had a call with another potential sponsor, and mm-hmm. it's not the normal sponsorship type model. Much of our stuff is not the normal sponsorship model. We have offerings from the show to like actual live radio things to live events and things. So there's like lots of places. And there's like this sort of industry standard of like, here's an advertisement, here's a logo, like stick it on the wall. That's a sponsor. And for us, we try to create experiences and create actual content. So long story short, the sponsor, the salesperson from the sponsorship company that we're looking at called, and they're like running through our list of like sponsor packages. That doesn't work. This doesn't work. And I was like, I sent you an email with, this was like just an attachment. Mm-hmm. All my email said is, what is it that we can help you with? And they just like skipped right over it. And in my mind, I'm thinking like, if you just would have read, it's so true. I think that if you are a person who's doing business with somebody else, just ask them, what is it you're struggling with? What can we help you accomplish? Mm-hmm. And then go from there.
Right. Solutions.
Solutions. Mm-hmm. So solutions. Good. Where do people go to learn more about VD Companies and get more in touch with you or give them complaint gifts to you?
Well, they can go to www.guyvd.com. They can also, like I said, call our office, 847-432-1000. I'm at 1871 once a month, WBDC, I help out a lot.
Very cool.
Hatchery.
Yeah, very cool. So Guy Vitti, what a great name.
Thanks. My grandfather's
Tell your grandfather.
My
that's
grandfather,
a,
my uncle, my brother.
That's a hell of a name. That's a hell of a name. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.